Hi guys. In the last episode, we laid some groundwork. We gave some definitions. Now I want to take a deeper dive into pleasure. I first want to talk about how we are actually wired for pleasure as women. And I want to acknowledge, yeah, Halloween, that not all people that have vaginas are women and not all women have vaginas. Great. But right now I'm speaking to female genitalia, specifically your clitoris. Your clitoris has 8,000 nerve endings.
Wow.
And those nerve endings, literally the only thing that they're here to do is feel pleasure. The question now becomes, if we are so hardwired for pleasure, then why is our relationship to it so f***ed up? What's up with that? I went on a little quest. I'm sure there are endless reasons, but these are the ones that really stuck out to me. First and foremost is control. We have authoritarian systems in our life. We have governments, we have religions, we have groups of extremists, and all of these entities, they have to influence and control the masses. The way that these systems do this is by disconnecting us from our bodies. فَصَلُونَ مِنْ أَجْسَامْنَا. And when you're disconnected from your body, there is absolutely no way that you can feel pleasure. Adrienne Marie Brown has this epic essay where she's in dialogue with a sex toy called the Womanizer, which is the worst name. And she's like, hey, Womanizer, what's up with the fact that our pleasure is so controlled and vilified? Like,
what's up with that?
And then the Womanizer goes, yes, for so long pleasure has been controlled and vilified, which I think is because it's actually so powerful. To know that you can access in your body that kind of liberation and wholeness and being fully present right here, right now, it is so much easier to dominate people who don't know how to access their own pleasure. Patriarchy, اللي هو النظام الأبوي, is a system of society or government in which men hold the power and women are largely excluded from it. There's this really beautiful teacher named Kendra Kunoff, and she talks about how our pleasure as women has been co-opted by the male gaze. And I mean like gaze, not gays. We love the gaze. Instead of saying, no, this is my pleasure, this is my experience, this is how it feels and looks and tastes and it's mine, I have completely shut down my pleasure. And for me, growing up in Saudi Arabia, what that looked like was a very muted existence. We live in a man's world. Like, there's no negotiation about that. It has vilified our erotic nature. It has vilified our pleasure. It's made it dirty. It's called us sluts or ahirat, and it's made us ashamed of it. And shame, al-aar. Shame is one of the most powerful ways to control people. And this shit runs so deep. So medieval anatomists, like anatomists, they're supposed to be good guys, right? They called women's external genitals the pudendum, which literally translates to shamefacedness. This beautiful, epic, sacred place where literally life is made is shamefacedness. We don't have cultural permission to feel good and to own it. Emily Nagoski says, women have cultural permission to criticize ourselves, but we are punished if we praise ourselves. If we dare say that we like ourselves the way that we are, if you dare like yourself, you're a conceited So another reason that we're disconnected from our pleasure is capitalism, الرأسمالية. In very broad terms, capitalism is an economic system that relies on financial profit, aka me and you buying a lot of stuff. In order for us to buy a lot of things, the great lie and myth that has been brainwashed and drilled into us is that pleasure and satisfaction and joy is something that is only found outside of us. We are never smart enough, we're never good enough, we're never self-developed enough. I mean, even when you look at healing, the realm of healing keeps you coming back. Capitalism is pulling us away from our native pleasure, from our bodies. There is an endless well of satisfaction and joy and love that exists within us, and actually it's only within us. Capitalism makes us feel like we have to earn love and home and shelter and food and belonging, when really those are things that you were born with. That is your birthright. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Effed and Blessed.
You can support this very independent show by buying our very cool merch on fuckedandblessed.com. And be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube for more content and reflections and ridiculous and deep stuff from me. Follow us at Effed and Blessed. That's F-D and Blessed. May we all lean into the beautiful duality of what it is to be fucked and blessed. What a gift. See you next time.